Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, so in this episode, we're going to explain the different ranges of credit scores. A lot of people reach out to me and they wonder, hey, I have a 680 credit score. You think this would be great enough to purchase a home? Or I have a 620 credit score. You think I can go to a dealership and finance a vehicle? So there seems to be a lot of, I guess, wrong information out there when it comes to credit scores. I'm not the type of person to always base a situation based on credit scores in particular, because a lot of times when you go to a dealership or you go apply for a mortgage, you can have a 850 credit score that still, you know, do not mean you're going to be approved for that product. You know, debt to income ratio plays a lot of effect in a finance application. Your income in general plays a huge role when it comes to getting approved for certain things. So don't just focus on credit scores. But if you want to get deep down into things, I like to break credit score ranges down into three, I guess, different ranges. Usually these are three main ranges to where these are going to be three types of people, if that makes sense. And they all usually have similar situations. So anyone that's probably below a 600, you're probably not getting approved for anything regardless. Now, in order to get your credit scores under 600, your credit cards are probably maxed out. You nine times out of 10 have something negative affecting your credit scores. You know, things like late payments, collection accounts, charge-offs, and things like that. So if your credit scores are below 600, you should not even be considering financing anything else. You should be putting your main priority into paying off debt, fixing your credit, improving your credit scores, building credit, whatever it takes to get your credit scores, you know, into the upper 600s and 700s and so on. So those are the people that are under 600. Now, let's talk about people that's in the credit score range of maybe 600 to 700, 720. Let's just stick to 600 to 700. Usually those people have great credit history. If they have something negative on their credit report, it may just be one account or two accounts, but they have a ton of positive credit history to where their credit scores are still, you know, able to get approved for certain things. Now, here's the twist. Just because your credit scores are still in the upper 600s, mid 600s, even lower 700, or exactly at 700, with a negative item on your credit report, that still do not mean you can be approved for a vehicle or a loan for, you know, a mortgage. A lot of times, if it's a newer account and you have late payments within the 12-month period or 24-month period that some of your mortgage lenders may look at, a lot of times they may ding you for that and say, hey, look, you need to work with your creditor or try credit repair or work on your credit a little bit to try and get those late payments removed, because we don't work with clients with late payments that are within 12 months of applying for a mortgage. So, you know, those are your clients that are, you know, in the credit score ranges of 600 to 700. Again, they may have great credit history, but they may have one or two things that's bad on their credit report, or they may have their credit card utilization not fully maxed out, but it could be paid down a little bit. So get those credit cards fully paid off, work on those negative items, and then you should have no questions asked. Now, the people that are 700 plus, you know, your 700 credit score people, 800 credit score people, Like I said in the beginning of this video, the chances of you being approved, you should not have an issue. However, income plays a big role. So if you have perfect credit, guess what? That's just the first part of getting approved. Things like debt to income ratio and your income in general, that still has a major role when it comes to getting approved for something. So those of you who have perfect credit, let's say if you already finance so much stuff under your name that you're still paying on, if you're at 40% or close to 40% debt to income ratio, a bank or mortgage lender will not approve you for more debt, because then you financially won't be able to afford it, especially if something bad happens in your life. So that is all on my opinion on credit score ranges broken down in three ranges. For those of you who claim y'all was never taught anything about credit, or maybe you guys were just taught wrong information about credit, we have the best book out for you. This book pretty much covers everything that you need to know about personal credit and business credit, and maybe some details in there of how to even repair your own credit. Click the link provided in this video and you can order it straight from Amazon. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.